Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Ready to experience something new? All Trails helps you find your next hike. Whether you're looking for something nearby or planning a trip, read reviews from real people like you to choose your trail and know what to expect. You can also download the map in case service gets spotty. Plan and experience your next hike with All Trails, the app for exploring the outdoors. Download it today and find your outside.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Jay, how you doing, man? And Julio, I've been listening, and holy cow, just Julio, just an incredible story of what you went through, what we all went through yesterday. But, sure. But your perspective, I had not heard your perspective, so it's just incredible.
You know, I didn't hear it either, Matt, and Julio wanted to tell the story. He normally produces on Thursday night. It's usually the players only with Dana and stuff for the first part, then the night show after that. But you had a tweet out earlier that said, after reviewing KNBC footage, a rapid series of gunshots started the west of Union Station Wednesday, 9 seconds after the voice of the Chiefs. Mitch Holta said, "Thank you, Kansas City. Thank you, Chiefs Kingdom," from the Union Station stage. And Julio, you know, was there, you know, doing the mic and setting the mic up for Mitch. I mean, like, right there.
Right. Yeah, and I think of all of the people that had a specific job yesterday, like Julio, or you know, were in the crowd, and even our anchors that were down there, and reporters that were down there, and had the bullets going, you know, feet in one direction or the other. How this could have been a much different story for a lot of different people, and it's not to minimize the more than 20 people that were shot yesterday.
Yeah,
and that. Golly, that number is it's hard to wrap your mind around.
No, it is, Matt. And, you know, it's one of those things, too. And Julio, obviously, he's never, you know, been in situations like this. I was curious to hear his opinion. You know, like, hey, would you go to a parade tomorrow? Would you go to one next week? Like, what are you thinking about? And the guy's shook. I mean, I can tell that he is, right. And I've known him for a long time, and I can see it. It's real. It's real human stuff. But have you ever been in any situation like you were in yesterday?
Sure. Yeah. So, in Colorado, actually, I remember I don't know if you remember the Aurora Theater shooting.
Yeah, 100% remember.
Yeah. So I think a lot of us do. And I was actually getting ready to anchor the news out there that morning.
Wow.
In Colorado, and I got woken up. I think it was probably 12:45 in the morning, and had to rush to the scene. So I was one of the first reporters there on the scene of the Aurora Theater shooting as well, and so. Obviously different circumstances yesterday, but still the families yesterday that I saw reminded me of those families in the Aurora Theater shooting. Just panicked right after what happened. I saw families outside Truman Medical Center, just on standby, for live reporting. We were on for hours yesterday after this, and stood right outside of Truman Medical Center. I saw those families and their heartache and they're wondering of, oh, how's my family member doing? And, they stood outside for about 10 minutes. And then some great staff members there at Truman Medical Center, they whisked them away to the chapel for briefing and prayer and all that. So, very reminiscent of what we experienced there in Colorado.
I heard you this morning with Bob and Josh. And so it was a situation where all of a sudden you find yourself – like in the middle of this, man, like when it starts happening and you kind of got to readjust what you're doing.
That's right. Yeah. I was actually down doing an investigative story yesterday, shooting some video. We had the opportunity to shoot some video on that story yesterday while a lot of the other crews were focused on the parade. And I get back to the newsroom and, listening to Mitch and listening to Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I was, I mean, everybody in the newsroom was laughing so hard.
Sure.
Travis, it was like, really, what is happening with him? And then it wasn't what, I mean, it was a couple minutes later that we started to notice on News Chapter 9, you know, we're always watching the feed of News Chapter 9 back at the station. And then we started noticing, man, they're focused in on somebody down on the ground. And then we started hearing the scanners light up. And you know, I immediately looked at our amazing news director and I said, hey, I've got to go to Truman Medical Center. You know, once we started hearing that these people were going to be, or these people were shot. And so that's where people go, you know, when they're shot in the city is the University Health Truman Medical Center. And I tell you what, I told Bob and Josh this morning, the staff at University Health Truman Medical Center did amazing work. They were outside ready to receive those patients. They had stretchers lined up. They had personnel lined up. They were ready to go. And it's obvious that they had trained for this. And they were all doing great work. Same up the hill at Children's Mercy. And then I know St. Luke's received a patient as well. And so, you know, those medical staff members, and they even said it today, the medical director for the city of Kansas City also works at University Health Truman Medical Center. And had it not been for her immediate intervention down at the rally, like there would have been a couple more people that would have passed away yesterday. And they got those critically ill patients to the hospital, what, five blocks away. They got them there very, very quick. So incredible work by those.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
First responders.
And there'll be stories coming out this, you know, in months, you know, the heroism of different people and the, you know, the Chiefs fans that tackled, you know, one of the alleged suspects and then what the hospitals went through and the great work that Children's Mercy has been doing as well as Truman Medical. I think what some of them went to St. Luke's as well, Matt. But I'll tell you this much, you've been here for a while. You've seen the inner workings of the way things work. Hats off to law enforcement, paramedics, doctors, nurses, fire departments. I mean, to have that many people in a city that normally has 500,000 and to double it and have a 2-mile parade route and have the orderly deal that they did and what the hospitals went through, really, I mean, you train for things, but training is different than doing it.
Right.
But to go and pass with flying colors, it's like the city's in good hands. Like the city's in great hands with the law enforcement in this town.
You're exactly right. And I spent the day today reviewing footage that had not aired yet. I mean, there were hours of footage. We still have hours of footage from this event, before the parade, right around the parade. And then in the minutes after we hear the gunfire erupt, we saw law enforcement run to the scene, and I say minutes. I mean, it took seconds for law enforcement to get there.
Wow.
It was not long for those folks to get there and render aid, and you know, multiple different scenes. I mean, there were what 22, 23 people that were hit,
yeah.
And so you had to spread these folks out, and they ran. They did. They, you know, you heard the police chief say they ran toward danger. Video proves it. They did. they absolutely ran toward danger and helped people get out of there. And I think there was some credit as well to the crowd. A lot of the people didn't know what happened. They started to hear what happened, but there was some credit there that, you know, the video shows that people left pretty orderly, right?
Yeah.
After this shooting. I mean, they've left in a way that, you know, we know that there were some people who were trampled and that kind of thing. But a majority of the crowd did leave, pretty orderly to get out of there yesterday. And holy cow, it's, you know, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around, everybody's got a story from yesterday, and I know Julio does, and I do, and everybody's going to have a story on this event, and I'm just fascinated to see how Kansas City responds to this now and what we do and what changes because of this.
You put a tweet out 9 hours ago because you were all over the situation at University Health and Truman Medical Center. 5 of 8 gunshot victims discharged, 2 remain in critical condition. 1 in stable. 3 of the 4 non-gunshot victims have been discharged. Are things relatively the same there, or is 2 still in critical condition? Do you know?
Yeah, that's right. I'll be quite honest. I didn't get a chance to listen to the press conference today at Truman, but I believe they still are.
I
know Truman has put out some information today as well. Those serious and critical patients, I mean, they were the first to get to Truman. And again, back to that medical director who was doing great work.
Sure.
She and the other people there saved their lives. So just incredible incredible work that they did.
Matt, it's unfortunate. You've been in a couple of these things now, and it's like people, you never know you're going to be in one. And then when you are,
right,
it's like, how much is it going to scar you? How much is it going to make you not want to leave? How much is it going to make you not want to be around crowds? And I told Julio, you know, before, I remember the Great White incident at the nightclub in Rhode Island. Do you remember that? I think it was Rhode Island. The nightclub situation. I don't know if you remember that, but there was like over 100 people that killed. They were trampled trying to leave the bar.
Sure.
There was a pyrotechnic incident. I remember when it happened. It left like an impression on me. Same with the theater did too. Because you think about that. You always, like, I remember since that night, you sit there and you're like, all right, where's the exits? Like, you think about it, you know, subconsciously, all right, where's the exits at? And, like, when you're in a restaurant or something like that, you look at things. Like, you look at the windows and think, all right, well, I can take this bar stool right through there, and I have no problem doing it. Let's do it if it happens. But you start to think about these things, and that's kind of good for people to start thinking about, you know?
Well, I think it's good to, you know, be prepared when you go into a situation, when you go into a restaurant or a theater, and, you know, in even a big crowd like that, what's your exit strategy? How do you get out? Where do you get to keep your family safe? You don't like to think about that,
sure,
right? But it's important to prepare, to have a little front-end management there to be able to say, hey, how can I get out in a situation that would turn dire? And run, fight, hide is what we've heard from the experts. It's a lot of people ran yesterday, a lot of people fought. We saw those people, those Good Samaritans, tackle the suspected shooter, and then, you know, people hid as well. And so a lot of those strategies were implemented yesterday, unfortunately, on such a beautiful day in Kansas City. It just turned tragic.
No, it really was. And like I said, Matt, you know, I've talked to you before. I've met you before. You're one of the good guys in this business. I know you're a Mizzou fan, too. I promise MIB, you, I promise you, happier talk, and we talk some SEC football and NFL in the future. We'll get to there, man. We'll get to there, because I what I told you, I was like, hey, I got to have you come talk football with us sometime. And I mean it, man. I mean it. But unfortunately, you're throwing certain situations at times, obviously, but which is like more important, obviously. But we'll get there, Matt. We'll get there, I promise, because I got to have you come in.
Absolutely. And I would ask that my son, I'll bring my son back and we could talk draft with you as well.
I would love that.
He loves to talk draft, so.
I would love that.
So that'd be great. But Jay and Julio, thank you guys. I mean, you guys are both good guys here in Kansas City, too. Really, really appreciate the work you do.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.